My name is Jasper, and our week of special programming continues. You're listening to Degree Navigator. Today on Degree Navigator, we have two very special guests, Stephanie and Lee of Parlor Panther. They're going to play a set and then come join me in studio for an interview. So without further ado, Parlor Panther, take it away.
Closer I get to you. Thank you. If you liked that song, it's called Closer, and we just released it, brand new single we released a couple weeks ago. It's on Bandcamp, Spotify, it's everywhere. It's called Closer. We're going to play a cover song for you now. Hi. Hey, everyone. We are here at UBC, and we are Parlor Panther. This next song is by Childish Gambino. We'll be right back. Folks. This next song we're going to play is from our EP about 4 years ago. It's an older one. Steph and I are actually married. We are Parlor Panther. We like to write about lots of things, but a lot of our songs are about our love, queer love, and celebrating queer love. So this song is about when I first knew I liked ladies. A lot. It's called Renaissance.
I'm losing my
Folks, if you just walked by or just tuned in, we're Parlor Panther. We're really pumped to be here for CITR Club Week at UBC. And this next song is a cover by one of our favorite bands, Arcade Fire. It's called Suburbs.
Sometimes I can't believe it.
So can you understand why I wanna die too while I'm still young? I wanna hold her hand, show her some beauty before all this damage is done. And if it's too much to ask, if it's too much, it's already past. Sometimes I can't believe it, I'm moving past the feeling. Sometimes I can't believe it, I'm moving past the feeling again. I'm moving past the feeling. Thanks, everyone. We're going to do two more songs for you. Two more songs? Yeah. We're going to just do a little switcheroo. Steph and I are going to switch some instruments. And then two, back to back. Thanks for listening, if you're listening up front. If you're listening way up in the back, seen some heads. Thanks for listening if you're listening on the radio. We're going to do two original songs for you. The first one's about being ghosted on. Somebody just ghosts on you without a word. It happened to us, but we wrote some good songs about it. And then the second one is about living in the city. And the struggle of living in the city as an artist. So again, yeah, thanks for listening. We're Parlor Panther. Come say hi after if you like. Have a good rest of your school day.
You left without a goodbye.
moisture left in your place. Give me our last song. It's called Rhino.
That's Parlor Panther, everybody. Give it up for Parlor Panther. That was so good. Well done. We're going to take a quick break and listen to some ads, and then Parlor Panther is going to join me in studio for an interview, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya,
and the Skakuya, Talitin, who Musqueam must stay. Ahoy, ahoy!
Ahoy, mateys! Feeling lost at sea? Well, don't fret! From September the 16th to the 20th, CITR is running Degree Navigator to get you acquainted with some great local bands. Get your timbers shivered at the station every day at 12 p.m. with Vancouver's most trusty stars. On Monday is Nice Apple, Tuesday, Christina Sheldon, Wednesday, Parlor Panther, Thursday, Harley Small, and Friday, Psy. Come by to get your sea legs in the vast ocean of local music. The booty will be bountiful if you consider new knowledge about what's happening off campus booty.
Crackdown is coming to CITR. Starting August 30th, CITR will be airing the award-winning podcast about Vancouver's overdose crisis, told by drug user activists and supported by research. Crackdown is hosted by celebrated documentarian and longtime drug user Garth Mullins. Catch Crackdown every Friday morning at 8 a.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Howdy, folks. We are back on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Degree Navigator. I'm Jasper, and I have Steph and Lee in studio of Parlor Panther. How's it going?
Hello. So good.
Going great, yeah.
Thank you for making the trip and for that excellent session.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. It's our pleasure. One thing I love about you two is your cover selections.
Nice.
Really well curated covers.
Thanks. Yeah.
It's hard to pick the right covers. You've picked songs that I really like personally. I like what you did with The Suburbs rhythmically.
Thanks. Yeah.
I was sitting there like trying to count. Is there like time switches going on or whatever? But
just field changes.
But like tricky ones that work. It was cool.
We actually started playing it like acoustically in the sort of vibe that Arcade Fire does it, and then it was like didn't really work as well with drums. So I just sort of put on a straight beat because the drum machine only wants to do straight beats.
Sure, it's hard to give it feel, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It is. Yeah. So we just put it to a straight beat and we're like, okay, so I guess this is how we're going to play it now.
Yeah.
But it worked out good.
It works cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Nice.
So for the folks listening at home, why don't you introduce Parlor Panther? Give us a bit of the Parlor Panther history in case there's folks out there who don't know the story.
Sure, yeah.
Lee's going to do it. Okay.
Lee's going to do it. I was appointed.
I just pointed.
It was assigned to Lee.
Yeah. Well, Parlor Panther began, I think, in 2015.
Okay.
So about 4 years ago. And it was sort of inspired. Well, Steph and I were already playing in another band, actually, together.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of imploded.
Okay.
And then,
as bands do.
Yeah.
There was nine people, so.
Yeah. Really?
It was only going to last, you know, a couple
too
months,
many,
which
too
is
many
what
cooks.
You,
yeah.
Too yeah, many cooks. Too many cooks, and you've exceeded, like, even the largest van limits. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
economically.
Yeah, that's not what you can do. Yeah.
So we went from nine, and now we're just two.
Just two.
Yeah.
I think that works better.
Good for travel.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're travel size now.
Yeah.
But we're already playing music together. And we had started dating before that, and just had both experienced some negativity from more people than we anticipated,
mm-hmm.
just like friends and family and some other people.
Yeah,
but
sure.
We kind of were like, oh, this sucks. Like, let's write songs about it. That was sort of where Parlor Panther was born. We were like, let's write songs to celebrate this,
sure,
as it should be,
sure.
So yeah, that's where we kind of started writing, and we've had a couple other band members join us along the way,
mm-hmm.
and then leave along the way, but they helped really mm-hmm. grow the band for a few years, and yeah, that's the origin.
Okay. Yeah, but you're a core duo.
Yes.
Yeah, because yeah. I've seen you perform as a quartet many times.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's great. It's great that you can achieve such a full sound as a duo. That's such a gift for you know.
Yeah. It's tough. You got to have a lot of gadgets.
You do have
a lot of gear.
But you know, it's not too crazy.
Yeah.
Your situation is like the input levels are not.
Yeah.
Unreasonable.
Yeah. Yeah. And we actually traveled this summer for the first time without a drum kit, which
what
was
a blessing.
Awesome.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I don't know if we can go back, so.
Yeah, you can travel in like a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
That's wonderful. And I know you're working on a new record. Hot Magic came out in 2018.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. June 2018, yeah.
It's a great record. I love your new single.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's only like a couple weeks old.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Super fresh.
It's super fresh.
It's a great song.
Thank you so
much.
Lots
of it's got great space in it.
Yeah.
It's spacious.
Nice.
Yes.
Tell me about that song. What's is it going to be part of your upcoming record or?
Yes, it is. So
cool.
We've been just kind of recording some singles since about April. So
okay.
Closer was kind of inspired by our drummer Charles, who left the band back in February.
Yep.
Yeah, like the verses are kind of about that whole experience. And then the chorus section is kind of about how that brought me and Lee closer together
mm-hmm.
as like a couple and as musicians.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Great. I'm always interested. Maybe this is too personal and you can let me know if it is. Playing music with your partner.
Yeah.
I've done it before. It can be complicated, and do you have to compartmentalize your worlds, or do you just like are you just all in and it's all just one big thing?
No, that's a good question, and actually not the people ask that.
Sure,
frequently.
I bet they do.
They
want
to
know.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Well, what I said, what I've said before is it's not compartmentalized. It is all one big thing.
Right.
Yeah.
We've had like a jam space for a long time. So at least there was like, we would go there. It was like not in our home. So we would go there to play music and go there to practice and focus on music. So there was a bit of physical separation from our home, but.
Some cognitive space.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, this is the place we do that. And this
But also.
It's
not full on. We still like talk about the band at home sometimes. And
sometimes we have to be like, okay. We're on date night. Like, we cannot talk about the band tonight.
We're not
allowed. It's off limits.
We're not talking about arrangements. We're not talking about booking.
Yeah.
We're not.
Totally.
Yeah. Off limits. Yeah.
I think, I th- I think that's the way to go. You need to, I mean, you got to commit to these things. And compartmentalization is not something that I've ever been able to do. It doesn't seem like, I feel like it requires some mental skills that, that just aren't like the healthiest thing.
Totally.
Yeah, you know? It's more like some healthy boundaries, like on date night, like you said, we're just like, okay, let's not talk about the band all night long. This is, we have other things in our lives as well.
Sure.
Yeah. And I feel like at first it wasn't as easy. I had to iron out some kinks, but now it's just like,
now you got it down.
Yeah.
You've got the,
That's true. Yeah.
So do you two record your own records?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah, I actually like went to Nimbus for a couple years. And so we've been in this jam space for about 5 years.
Cool.
We just found out a couple weeks ago that they're closing it down.
Bummer.
Gentrification.
Yep.
It's at Hastings and Clark, which is an up-and-coming area.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's going. So that's our recording space as well, unfortunately. So we've been recording in there since April. And so I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do, but we might set up like a home.
A home situation?
Yeah. Like we've got some of our main tracks recorded for about 6 songs.
Are you using the drum machine for your beds, or are you doing live drums?
For the beds, we're using the drum machine, and we actually have a drummer who we've been playing with. His name is Derek. He's in a band called Small Town Artillery.
Oh yeah, cool.
So we're probably gonna get him to do some live drums.
Okay, cool.
Eventually.
Combination.
Yeah, and then with Closer, like we'll probably record some live drums and like re-release it with the album. With real drums.
Excellent.
Yeah, this will be cool.
I guess like the home situation is way more doable if you don't need to record like too much live drums. Like if you can use the machines for that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So you're doing your record yourself. I've always admired that. I don't have that skill set.
Thank you. Yeah, we actually did Hot Magic. Like all of the stuff that we've put out, like I've recorded.
And Foreign Lust as well.
Yeah.
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 Great. So that's what's coming up in 2020, I guess.
Yeah.
How about any other plans? You guys, any other schemes you can talk about?
We have some schemes.
You got some schemes?
Scheming.
Scheme, like next, we're going to be filming a cool video.
Cool video. We're hiring some dancers.
Awesome. Is it for Closer?
It's for that last track we just played.
Nice.
It's called Rhino.
Cool.
And it's going to be sick.
Yeah, cool.
About living in the city and how it
sucks sometimes.
It's like a seasonal thing, you know. Every year we're like, we gotta go. We can't afford it.
I know.
But we stay. But
we stay. We've stayed and we've stayed.
But that's what that song's about. So we're gonna record some dancers probably in our jam space and
before it's gone. We're gonna film.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
So it's gonna be cool. Some you can look out for that.
Yeah.
Living in the city, I find it like that conversation invades a lot of conversations that I have these days.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
It's tough. You know?
It's real.
I think you see gentrification and like then it happens to you and you're like,
this is what everyone's talking about.
I guess I should probably just leave. Like, I don't know what to do now. So
it's like, I can take a hint. You guys don't want me here.
Like, people don't like artists here. So musicians, no.
I know.
Yeah, like a couple years ago, we live in like Coquitlam now. A couple years ago, we moved out there because of being able to afford it.
Yeah, sure.
A place to rent.
We also have a cat and that was, people don't like cats either.
We have an illegal cat.
Oh,
we're like, we're not allowed to have one, but we just got one anyways.
Yes.
Amazing.
And so far so good, but like it's a problem. Like our oven broke 6 months ago.
You gotta hide the cat when the landlord comes over.
Every time the landlord comes over, it's like this whole smuggling operation. And we have a complicated cat. Like she's she doesn't like people who aren't my wife and I. And she also does not like to travel. It makes her sick and she throws up. And it's just like horrible for everybody.
Yeah.
So like,
sounds very
traumatic. We just don't have an oven anymore.
No.
Like no joke. We just live without an oven.
The things we do for
our
cats.
We're fry and boil only.
That's so funny.
Yeah, you can't bake cookies or anything.
You're looking up a recipe and it's like, nope, can't.
Sorry.
Make that.
And it's like fall's coming up too. It's like I just want to like roast things. You know?
Oh, roasted vegetables are the best.
Yeah. What's your cat's name?
Waldo.
Waldo?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's a little black cat, so he's like the parlor panther. That's where the name came from.
Oh, right. He's a little miniature panther.
He is. Parlor sized.
He's parlor sized.
He's the cutest.
I love my new understanding of your name.
Yeah.
It's Waldo related.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people expect like a more lengthy explanation. Like, where's the name from? And we're like, well, it's named after our cat. Pretty much.
A lot of things get traced back to our pets.
Yeah.
So you mentioned this new drummer. Are there any other folks you're collaborating with for the new record? Or is this all in house? Is this all Stefan Lee?
Pretty much.
It's just the first time it's been that way.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, for the last stuff we did, we had a bass player as well.
Yeah.
Who left the band now? Maybe like two or three years ago. Like, it's been a while.
Yeah.
But he was also on Hot Magic, our last record.
Yes.
And he was on Foreign Lust as well. And then we had Charles on drums for both of those records. So now it's been mostly just Lee and Steph. Yeah. And then we'll get Derek in on some drums at some point, but he'll be the frosting.
Yeah.
On the cake.
Totally. Finishing touch.
Yeah.
And he's an incredible drummer. So
yeah, I bet he is. I've never seen Small Town, but they're like, you know, they're a rocky jammy outfit.
They
right?
are,
like
yeah.
They just kill it. Like they cool. crush it.
Cool.
Yeah. You got to check them out. They're
I
awesome.
Will. Yeah, I will. Yeah. The last time I saw you perform, you were a quartet and it was at Arts Wells.
And it
was the year that you were playing the Outdoor State. It was 2 years ago, I guess. And the band after you like canceled or something.
And
you guys played for like...
We played for like an hour and a half.
At least. You played for... you just kept playing. Yeah. And I remember that year I was sleeping in the teepee.
Yeah.
And I probably hadn't slept for several days. Like I had been very... I was very tired.
Yeah.
And I lay in the teepee the whole time and I listened to you play for... It felt like 2 hours.
Yeah. But it was probably... we kept like looking side stage and Max, who was like running it, was like,
just
keep going. And we were like, okay, we'll just keep playing. Sure.
That's pretty great that you were able, to have the repertoire, you know,
it's true, in the back
pocket.
Well, it's very true.
And we were scheduled for two sets that weekend and they were both, so we had planned two sort of different sets and then we were like, well, we're just going to play them all now. We're just going to play both our sets right now and we'll figure the second one out later. Yeah. It was actually pretty amazing, to be on that outdoor stage for so long. It's, you know, especially in a festival, you're usually 30 minutes to an hour max.
Like right when you settle in, you got to go. I know.
Yeah.
So that was pretty fun.
Yeah, it is nice to get to settle into a stage at a festival. Yeah.
I'm glad you had the teepee listening experience.
I heard the whole thing and I was just kind of drifting in and out of consciousness
as you do
at those festivals.
Yeah.
did you do any festivals this summer?
Yeah, we did some pretty sweet ones.
What'd you do?
We actually went to Haida Gwaii.
Oh, you did Edge of the World.
For Edge of the World Festival.
That's a special one.
It was incredible.
It is very special. It was a bucket list for sure. We've been really wanting to go see that festival and they actually had a new artistic director this year, which I think is why we got in this year.
Yes.
So
they're freshening things up.
He was a really big fan.
Cool.
It was such a special festival.
It was amazing.
Did you arrive by road or by plane?
By boat.
Well,
By boat.
Like Karin. Did you do the Prince Rupert ferry or the island?
Prince.
So you did the 2 day drive, then the 1 day ferry.
Well, we kind of toured up and down. So we like played some shows along the way.
Great.
And then, it was pretty wild. We played a really great show actually in Terrace, BC.
Okay.
Like on the Thursday before the festival. We were at this brewery, the Sherwood Brew House. Shout out. It was great. We were there until like almost 1 a.m. And then we had to be on a ferry the next morning. We had to be at the ferry the next morning in a different town at like...
It was like an hour and a half drive.
9 a.m. So we played until almost 1 and then we, took down all our stuff. And then we got up the next morning at like 4:30.
It was like
4:30, So we could get out, drive to Prince Rupert and take a 8-hour ferry to...
It's a nice boat ride though, right?
Yeah, well, we actually slept the whole way. Yeah,
well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, we made so much money in Terrace. People like went crazy for us in Terrace. We like sold over half of our merch. It was insane.
That's great.
But actually, just like tossing money in Steph's pocket.
Like, yeah, I just like didn't even know, and like people were sending me like e-transfers all over the place.
No, you got e-transfers?
Like, yeah, like five of them. It's crazy.
I've never gotten an e-transfer. That's another level of like.
Do you take e-transfers?
Yeah, yeah.
Fandom.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. I felt very famous in the moment. But then we made so much money that we were like, well, we need to sleep. And on the ferry to Haida Gwaii, you can rent cabins, which are like little hotel rooms.
Yeah.
So we just rented a cabin and we just slept like pretty much the whole way.
Worth every penny?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you don't want to arrive at the festival like totally burned out.
Yeah.
Which one usually does when you're on the road.
On tour, yeah.
Hey, I got a funny question about the festival. How was the food?
The food was amazing.
Wasn't it? Because I remember it was outstanding, but I did it like 6 years ago.
Yeah, we're vegetarians.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of game on the menu.
Yeah, it's like people are always like
fish and chicken.
Yeah.
Fish and like venison.
Yeah, I don't know if I saw that this year, but.
No, okay.
But they did pick just like fresh greens like from a garden, and they were the most delicious salads I've ever had in my life.
That's great.
Yeah, and like some really nice like. Soups and like they had these desserts every day that were just there all day.
Cool,
really great hospitality. And everyone that ran the festival, like that we met, was just
became
so
our
nice.
Best
like,
friends.
Nice, nice.
Yeah,
a lot of them this year because there was a change in you know leadership. Everyone was around our age.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is unusual, I think, for a festival.
Yeah.
So we like became best friends with all of them, and it was just awesome.
Well, I'm sure you'll get to go back.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. We want to go back and spend at least a week on the island because we booked a super tight tour so that we could apply for a grant, which we actually got.
Well, congrats.
Thank you.
Yes.
Excellent.
Thanks to Creative BC.
Yeah, shout out to Creative BC.
Shout out.
Seriously.
Yeah, seriously.
Cool. Any other like summer highlights for you two?
Well,
our other
festival we did that sort of ended the tour was in Cumberland on Vancouver Island. It was called Cumberland Wild.
Nice.
And it was a totally different experience. Also very cool. It used to be like atmosphere, like a more electronic festival.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you could, there was that vibe still. Like they had, you know, silent disco going all night.
Gotcha.
Lots of like festival wear. People wearing like sparkles and glow in the dark.
Yeah.
And
lots of bare butts.
Yeah.
My parents were there. My mom was like, wow. So there's lots of butts here.
Your folks came?
Yeah.
My mom was there too with my stepdad. And actually, after we played, there was like a pole dancer.
that followed our set.
Ooh. So we like went to chat with our parents and they were being funny about it.
Oh, that's great. I've never done a festival with my folks there. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that would be.
My parents love it. My parents love the festivals. They come to Arts Wells. Uh-huh. They're
regulars.
Yeah.
they know the ropes.
Yeah. Except for my mom's always like feeling underdressed. She's like very self-conscious about that. Like, especially there, she was like, oh, should I just like not be wearing pants? And I was like, yeah, sure. You know,
she's overdressed. Yeah. She feels overdressed. Yeah.
They really like to be like hip and like hip with the times. So
cool.
So they kind of fit in with that whole festival vibe. Yeah.
Well, we're just about out of time. I enjoyed your set so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for making the trip out here to play at Degree Navigator.
Thanks.
And, you know, give all the kids a taste of the good music.
Yes. Yeah, we're actually going to play an acoustic set at the Heatley on October 2nd.
Awesome. October 2nd.
So that's our next gig.
Who are you playing with?
Francesca Mirai, who is in a band called Ghostly Hounds.
Nice.
Yeah. And she's like Montreal/Vancouver. And she tours around a lot. She's really amazing.
Great. Yeah. Any other shows you want to plug to the millions of people listening at home?
October 2nd at the Healy, and then we're playing for So Far Sounds.
Oh, lovely.
On October 18th.
That one's probably sold out, though.
They're always sold out.
It wasn't yesterday when
Get on it.
So
okay.
If you look, try
well,
to apply.
Those are your two chances to see Parlor Panther next, and then... I guess next year we'll be getting a new record at some point whenever it's done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll be putting out some singles along the way.
Groovy. Well, thanks for coming. It was a real treat.
Thanks for having us, Jasper.